God gave to win his erring child. He reconciled
and pardoned from
his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong
it shall be.
Verse, could we with ink the ocean fill, where the skies of parchment made, wherever stalk on earth a quill, every man scribe a trail. I like it. To write the love of God above, between the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, whole stretch of sky to sky. I like it. Shadow of the Cross.
On the sea of light they call.
Hallelujah.
Time to drill him over the song. Is on. Is he no left? Well, 8-6. Well, I didn't say it yet. 8-6.
Requested a while back, but it was something about honey, and that stayed with me all week long. I can't remember what the name of it was. I believe that's it. Yeah. It stayed with me all week long. I was out there, everybody said, "Where you coming?" And that was that song.
63, name of my trailer.
Sunset is coming, but the sunrise will see.
Requested that night, and I was glad he did. That really.
Well, let's be his way.
That struck a chord in my heart. I like it. I am living
out in Canaan,
where the fruits so richly grow, where the saints are. Yeah, that's one.
This is it. This is 165. Honey in the Rock.
I like 162. Yeah, that's the one that he requested that night. I liked it. Of course, we'd sung it before, but it was needed that night.
Thank you, Bubba. 161, 162.
my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me in thy blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, I need thee every hour.
Living by faith in Jesus above.
matter what evil betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus was close to my side? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding. Some sweet day, our troubles will end, I'll be over. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love.
Thank you, Sister Glenda. Hey, Mike. Got another?
Well, they want another.
What you got?
I'm tired than expected. What
page? 54.
Glad you're in your day.
Hallelujah for that. Thank you, Brother Barnes.
There will be a happy meeting.
He said that's what we need to do every now and then is break the mold. The devil, you know, he ain't used to us singing more than two. every now and then the devil don't know what to do when you do. I kind of like that. I appreciate Brother Barnum especially requesting that last song. I know lots of people like me got loved ones they want to hold again, and only the Lord can make that possible. And I'm glad, praise God, that He made a place called heaven. We may not understand it, but I guarantee you one thing, if you see it, one day you'll see it by the grace of God. We got two young ladies with us tonight, and I've done asked them, and they said they'd like to sing tonight, and I'd like to ask Caitlin and Skyland to come up here tonight and share with us what the Lord's put on their heart. Good to see them.
Brother Eddie, Brother Disraeli, I want y'all to remember a KG family in Pike County. They had a son that passed away this morning, young boy.
Run that by me again. I heard you say a family in Casey County?
In Pike County.
Family in Pike County?
Yeah, they're Casey.
Okay. Casey family in Pike County. Remember this family in Pike County? They had a young son to pass away, is that right?
Yeah, I posted on Facebook already this morning.
Didn't they have three children that lost to this last little while?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Set them wherever you need them at there.
Oh, okay. You get the middle one. I see now.
All right.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains, through the deep valley, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise thee by that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing. Singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and God.
Amen.
He is the light, in Him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, lighting my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I am rejoicing, singing His praises. Jesus is mine in the bright sunlight. Ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing His praises. Gladly I'm walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. There's a long white train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only He ordained. Watch out, brother, for that long black chain. You can look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption, stand back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black chain, and there's victory in the Lord. just waiting for your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. And there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. Don't go riding on that long black train. Well, I can hear that whistle from the
I can't remember. That's all right.
Bless her heart.
All right. Appreciate Caitlin and Skyland singing there. And I've been there myself before. I had some famous singer that day, and he forgot his line. He's the one who wrote the song. And it does happen. And appreciate them. I'll tell you what, it's not easy to stand up for people and sing. But I appreciate Skyland and Caitlin. I saw Caitlin look towards Melvin because she knowed he liked that song, and I think that's the reason she sung it. Has anyone else got a special on your heart tonight? I'm not in that big a hurry. And, oh God, you're pointing to Linda? What about it, Linda? You got one? All right. All right. Hallelujah. I see Margaret Boyden. Linda. All right. Praise the Lord.
Do that again. I know.
I'll turn your mic off.
That's okay. I'm loud enough. This is one I usually sing.
Different, but I'm glad there is a man who can. Amen. I mentioned last Sunday, I think it was in Sunday school class, about a woman named Tabitha or Dorcas, and to my surprise, several women in this church, Carolyn was one and Margaret was one, maybe there were others, took upon themselves to go out and bake cakes and take it to people. Boy, I believe we need to do more of that. I was glad to hear that. And also, I kind of heard this through the grapevine, that it might be an Easter egg hunt or something like that this coming Sunday. And we'd like to try to get some young people here. So I want to say something to Caitlin and Skylin. If we can work that out, we'd like to try to have something for the children. And don't be amazed, but in fact, it's 87 degrees, supposed to be 30 degrees by Tuesday. And this March is kind of like that. It's liable to be anything.
Dogwood.
Yeah. Dogwood winter, I think it's or summer or something. Has anyone else got a song on your heart tonight? Good to have everybody here. This is a large crowd. And good to see everybody here tonight. Let's open our Bibles tonight. 1 John chapter 4. Man, my mind's going a million different ways. There ain't that much mind to go. But I really feel the Lord here tonight. First John chapter 4. We'll take our text from this chapter. I'll be commenting on several places in the Bible. But we'll start our reading in verse number 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. For he that loveth not, knoweth not God." And this is pretty much it in a nutshell. "For God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and He in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. If a man say, 'I love God,' and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also." I'm going to try to preach tonight, and I do desire your prayers on learning to love. Father, I desperately need your help tonight. Lord, this subject, Lord, we tried to sing the song about the love of God, and it's kind of the way I feel in my heart about trying to deliver this message, Lord. Pray, Lord, you'd help me make it easy. Lord, I pray you'll help us, Lord, not just to be hearers, but doers of the things that, God, you've laid in our heart tonight pertaining to this subject matter. And Lord, I am glad you loved me and gave yourself for me. I'm glad, Lord, that your love not only been applied, but Lord, been abundantly applied in my heart. I'm not the man I used to be because of your love. But I pray, dear Father God, tonight, Lord, you'd visit our hearts with the love of God. Lord, it wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit to have tears running down my cheeks. I would pray, Lord, dear Father, tonight you'd make it real in our heart tonight. We could understand how shipwrecked this world is in the subject matter of love. Most of us, like Cain, take matters in our own hand, even though we don't understand what we're doing. We kill one another. Lord, I just pray, Father God, tonight, You could help us in the matter of love. We'll praise You and thank You and ask it in Jesus' beloved name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 1 says, let brotherly love continue. There will not be no end to brotherly love. Little children, they beat all I've ever seen. I've seen little infant children fight. It lasts about 3 minutes, and then they're hugging one another's neck.
Amen.
Jesus one day, trying to get a point across, a bunch of thick heads, He took a little child and set him in the midst and said, except you be like him, you ain't going to heaven. And they looked at their heads and said, he's crazy. But I'll tell you one thing about heaven, I'm convinced of this. When we get to heaven, it may take a long time, but we're going to learn to love. Because God is love.
Amen.
There's no other way to understand God but love. When I think about what I deserve, when I think about what I should have got, when I think about all the things that I've done, how unlovable I was, and yet God reached down His hand for me and pulled me up out of the mire and set my feet on the rock, established my going, put a song in my heart, and there's no other way to explain it except it's God's love. He loved me and gave Himself for me. I wish I could learn to love like Him.
Yeah.
He loves all the same. I love, but not the same. Some I love little, some I love a lot, but He loves all the same. In Him, we see love perfected. In us, we see love practiced. And we fail miserably at it. God told us, husbands to love their wives, and we struggle with that. I do. We all do. He told wives, love their, by the way, I like the way He put that in the Bible, love their husbands, not somebody else's. Love wives, love your husbands. And I don't know what it is about us, but we really stumble in this matter of love. Love suffers long. It's not easily offended. Love perseveres when it's attacked. Love somehow responds in a kind, seemly, controlled way. Love. But rage is out of control. Someone talked about a woman one time, she said, I get mad, I can't help it, but it just lasts for a little while. And he said, so's a shotgun blast, but look at the damage it does. That's why it's important to study the answer. It's too easy to fire off. Too easy to let something come out. Love makes a difference. One word spoken in love, one word seasoned with love, can heal a wound and help someone that's already crushed in heart. Love, I'll try my best tonight. You know, little children, little Skyler and little Caitlin, there's a picture of love right there. They just love one another. They might have a scrap or two. They might have a moment or two, but don't last long. Right back playing together and loving one another. I'll tell you what, boy, one area we struggle in is the area of love. My neighbor, he's an Amish guy, and he come by the house. I wasn't there. I was taking the trash to dump. My wife, she said, David, come by here seeking you again. First thing I thought, well, he needs to use my phone. Call for some fertilizer or something, because even though they're Amish, they'll still use your phone. And even though they're Amish, they'll still ask you to take them to town, get something and all that. And I don't mind. Matter of fact, them Ten Commandments back there hanging back on that wall are summed up in two. The Lord told us. He said, all the commandments hang on these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength, and your neighbors yourself. But anyway, I thought, well, I'll try to catch him. So I drove over there, and they said, hey, he's out there in the field somewhere. And I seen him. I blowed the horn. Of course, he's standing up on the disc. He couldn't hear me for all that metal rattling, but he finally seen me, and he got off, walked up there. I said, David, my wife said you was looking for me, and I wanted to try to get with him. So he walked over to me, and he said, Eddie, we'd like to turn that deep freeze on. It's his deep freeze. Got a deep freeze out there in the building there by the house. And they put water in there in 5-gallon buckets and freeze it. And that way they got some way of cooling stuff. And he told me, he said, I'll give you $20 a month to help you on the electric bill. And, I mean, he said it, I didn't. But one thing he wants that I want to accommodate him, he said, would there be any way you could put a telephone in there that I could make a phone call when I need to in case there's an emergency? And I want to do it. I mean, it wouldn't take me 5 minutes to do it. But my wife don't want me to do it. So I'm kind of in a straight here. And I was telling about that. I said, David, I said, I done had that phone in there. But my wife, I said, she's not like me, David. Her matches only strike on her box. And I'll just tell you, just act like I told him. I said, her matches only strikes on her box. And she's just got her ways. And she told me she didn't want no phone out there. And I said, I'm working on that, though. Just give me a little time. And he stopped and looked at me. And I said, David, I said, you know something? He's a little younger than me. I said, I believe up there in heaven we'll learn to love one another.
Amen.
I said, we may struggle with it down here. We may think something belongs to us, fight over it. We may bite and devour one another down here, but up there we'll hug and love one another, make no mistake about it. But we're going to have to learn to love. And I have learned a little bit in the area and got a whole lot more to learn. But God's the only one that can teach us how to love one another. We need to realize, first of all, that God commanded us to love even our enemies.
Amen.
Luke chapter number 6, I'll read a little bit of Scripture tonight because I like the Word of God. I think it's needful. But Luke chapter number 6, one of my favorite passages, I even put this text on my eBay listings. Then, these guys kind of like this text I put in there, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. But it tells us here in verse 27, Jesus said, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you, which hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid him not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask him not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them. Likewise, for if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. You see the Lord saying something here. He's saying, what makes you different from the sinner? I'll tell you what'll win a sinner. It's when you show him the love of God. When you get concerned enough to put yourself at a loss for his gain. He'll say, I don't understand it. I don't understand. You're giving me good for evil. I've been mean to you. You say, I've been taught of God to love. I've been taught to live with the love of God. It says, for even sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he's kind. Even to the unthankful and to the evil. The same God that calls it to rain on the just calls it also to rain on the unjust. He's kind. He's not like you. He's not like me. He gives freely. He gives to those that don't deserve it. He does things different than anyone else because He's love. He's God. And I tell you right now, He's kind to the unthankful. That man that wants down his food and don't never bow his head and say, Lord, thank you for food. Lord, thank you for the health, even for an appetite to receive this meal. God's still kind to him. He's kind to the unthankful. He says, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Now, this is a warning. Listen good. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met, withal it shall be measured to you again. I put that verse right there on my list, and I put on our silly boxes of flint. I put on there Luke 6:38. I always fill the box to the top. I'll stack it in there. I'll try to get it as full as I can. Because I want them to understand. And I'm not for gain as much as I am trying to sell a good product. To be like your Father God, you're going to have to love. Any way has to die for God's love can be manifested in any way. And it's not optional. We're commanded to love all. And some people, I told my granddaughter, I said, honey, you're hard to love. Make it easy. She's hard to love. She misconstrues everything you say. She twists it, turns it, tries to make you say something you're not. And I let her know, no matter what, I'm going to love her.
Amen.
Now, I finally got, me and my wife took time this week to watch that DVD, The Gates of Splendor, which is actually the same thing as that book back there, or that DVD back there, The End of the Spear. The only difference between The End of the Spear and that DVD on The Gates of Splendor is the real people are used in The Gates of Splendor, and it shows these men, shows their wives, shows these natives. And I want to say just a few things about this. Those men were exceptional men. I mean, they were definitely up to the task. But their wives also were exceptional. And these wives, well, they fought tears as they told this story about their husbands and about how they tried to help them assist them in this great undertaking. And it was. I mean, they knew they were only going to have one chance. But you see, the love of God, Paul said, it constrains us. It causes us to go where no one else will go and do what no one else will do. And even though these men lost their lives, they had such exceptional wives, they undergirded where their husband stopped and took it all the way home and one to one, Donnie, people to God. But they were kind of an exception to the rule. It broke my heart to watch these women cry and weep because they missed their husbands. It also rejoiced me in the spirit when I saw these women come in and live among these natives. And I saw them teach them about God's love. And they were sorry then that they killed their husbands. At first they were heathens. They didn't know no better. They just done what heathens do. They come in and they spared them 3 or 4 times. It showed them going down the river down there and finding these men and pulling them out. And they were all weeping. Even the people pulled them out weeping. The one that had actually helped them in the effort was weeping and said, oh, what a loss. But after the women won the one, Donnie, they said, oh, what a gain. Exceptional wives. Not only did they follow in their husband's footprints, which were following Christ. Paul said, be ye followers of me as I'm following Christ. If someone ain't following Christ, don't follow them. But I'll tell you right now, He'll lead you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. If you know Him, He won't lead you no other way. He'll lead you to do right.
Amen.
It says, love your enemies. Now those missionaries know that the best thing you can do for your enemy is win him to God. It'll stop when you do. It costs a terrible price. But when they do, when they're enemies to God, when they finally get their eyes open, they finally get enlightened, all of a sudden now they understand how wrong they were. But until then, they can't see it. This is kind of far-fetched. I don't really like our president, but I pray for him. Can you imagine him addressing this nation? Tear-filled eyes, and I was wrong. I'm sorry. I've deliberately ruined this nation. If you'll pray for me, I'll try my best to undo what I've done. That's kind of far-fetched. That's what a difference the love of God does. It causes your enemies to say, I'm sorry. It causes those that would hurt you to say, let me bind up your wounds. Let me help you. It makes a difference. That may not ever happen. I don't think it will. But I'll tell you one thing. God told me to pray for him. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them that are your enemies. Paul talked about a bunch. He said, I tell you, even weeping, they're enemies. Yeah. Talking about the Jews. They're your enemies. We got enemies, boy. The worst enemy we got is self. Man, I can do more damage than the devil. I can seem like I can cause more ruin than anybody. It seemed like when Eddie Way's not under the leadership of God, that he's out of control and looking for more leash, more to tear up, more to burn down, more to break. I'm glad he keeps me. Paul talked about he knew, kept his body under subjection. Bring it to the obedience of Christ. Talking about casting down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ and bring it to obedience. Listen, when we start learning to love, we'll start learning what God's love's all about. God's love causes you to pray prayers for people you don't even care about or even know. Brother Billy tonight mentioned about the Casey family in Pike County. I don't even know them, but I'll be praying for them. I promise you that. Molly told us about her nephew. His name is James. I didn't know him, but I'll be praying for his family. I'll be praying that the God of all comfort will comfort them and carry them on eagle's wings until they can walk again. Because I'm commanded to love. Jesus said, by this, all men will know you're my disciples if you have love one towards another. Man, we struggle in that area. We struggle so hard with love. Sister Linda's got to leave. I appreciate her coming. Let me say this. God loves sinners enough to forgive them. God loves sinners enough to be long-suffering to them while they consider the love of God. He waits. And let me tell you something. You'll catch more sinners with honey than you will with gasoline. Sinners don't know no better, but we do. And if God loves all, and He does, we need to learn to love and to love all, amen, with the love of God, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, one problem's wrong with the churches. They're biting and devouring one another, and they don't even realize they're on the same team. Ain't that amazing? The Wandani, they were killing Wandanis. And the reason they was killing them, because they didn't know the love of God. Now they're able to live. I wouldn't call it harmony. But they're able to live without killing one another. They still got a ways to go. But I'll tell you one thing, they're not taking up the spear no more, looking for someone to thrust through. They've learned. When that one said, talking about God, they called him McGowey, I believe, or something like that. They said McGowey had a son, and they speared him, and he didn't spear back. And they got their attention. They couldn't understand, not willing to spear back. In that DVD, The Gates of Splendor, it told in great detail some of the stuff that just lightly touched in that other DVD. But we need to learn to love all, no matter what they look like. We had a couple girls come a while back with Anthony's uncle, Carl. I only got to see him for a little while. And they did have something, I don't know. It's not for me to worry about that. What's for me is to try to get them to Jesus. Try to let them know the greatest need they got is they need Jesus. See, that's the problem. Most people, without Jesus, they'll do anything. But with Jesus, they'll do things that are predictable. They may struggle, but they'll still strive to do right. God don't lead but one way, the right way. But they were just here for a little while. And I'm up here. But someone should have scooted over and said, hey, we're glad to have you. I remember old Brother Eddie 25 years ago. Still drunk from the night before. I can't imagine what my breath smelled like. I still remember my little boy come back there in my bedroom, 8 years old. His drunk daddy trying to get dressed, go fishing. No desire whatsoever for God. I didn't mind my family going. I thought that was good. My bedroom door opened. That little boy come in there, walked up to his drunk daddy, and said, "Daddy, will you please go to church with me today?" "Brother Howard, I've been hit a few times. I ain't never been hit like that. It hit my heart." I choked on the words. I fell down on my knees. I didn't want to say them, but I couldn't get up from underneath this. It got me good. I tell people this. I saw the real Eddie Wade. I lived 34 years the life I wanted to live. I had looked the way I wanted to look and done what I wanted to do. But now, at the age of 34 years old, I saw the real Eddie Wade. It's pretty humbling. But I told my son, I choked on the word, Molly bit my tongue and everything else. I said, "Of course Daddy go to church with you." He went running down the hall, "Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today," and I'm back here with the devil of World War III. Gayla, when I went over to that church, I got a hold of that door, and I have a devil, me, boy, we was having one. He said, "If you open that door, they're going to look down their nose at you and they're going to say, who brought him over here? Who does he think he is coming in here?" And I'm telling you, I didn't just open that door. Now, there's a yellow streak went up my back as wide as the road I'll drive home tonight. But I finally got that door turned, Bobby, and opened up that door, and that pastor in there saw me and came running. "Come on in here. We're glad to have you." That devil, the Bible said he's not just a liar, he's the father of it. He'd lied to me. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, I heard something about God's love. I heard that God loved me.
Yeah.
And boy, it got the best of me. When I got to thinking about God loving me, me blaming God for everything that didn't go right, God loved me. Boy, you can't get out from underneath that message of love. It'll go to bed with you. It'll deal with you. But it got me on a seeking, and wasn't too long I got saved. And I remember I come in that same church. I come running in there. I want to tell my pastor now, which he wasn't then, but he is now. I want to tell him I got saved. And before I could get a word out, Brother Marvin, he said, "You got saved, didn't you?"
Amen.
You can't hide it. It's like a measles didn't show up somewhere. I come in there like a burning light. Town that's calm. No more troubled look. No more conviction. No more condemnation. I come running there. And he said, "You got saved, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah." Oh, Lordy. We've got to learn to love. No matter what they look like. No matter what they smell like. No matter what they die. Watch it, Brother Eddie. To love with the love of God. They throw the woman down at the feet of Jesus. Called red-handed in the act of adultery. I don't know if he wrote down the Mosaic law about both of them being stoned because they only brought one. I don't know what he wrote. I know one thing, he didn't speak. He stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then he rose up and said, "Let he without sin cast the first stone," went back to writing again. Whatever he wrote. I know one thing, those men realized they wasn't as righteous as they thought they were. And they started, the Bible said, being condemned, they started leaving one by one. I don't remember if it was the greatest down to the least, or the least to the greatest. They started leaving. And there wasn't nobody left but Jesus and this woman. And he rose up and said, "Woman, where are now thine accusers?" And she said, "No man, Lord, but me and thee." He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." God never condones sin. The Bible said, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" God forbid. God doesn't condone sin. God's got better in mind than sin. I'll tell you right now, God's got good in mind for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. But I'll tell you right now, you live a life of sin and you'll find out the way of transgressors is hard. And I'll tell you, at the end, it'll sting like an adder. It'll bite like a serpent. And you'll say, "I wish I'd never done sin." It'll leave a mark on you. God loves you. He don't want you to have sin in your life. Bible said, whom the Lord loves, He chastens.
Amen.
And corrects. We got to learn to love them, no matter what they've done. They need Jesus. That's what they need. I don't care if they're shooting up dope. Get them in here. We'll try to get them to Jesus. He sets captives free. No matter even what they're doing. But hey, they're still living in sin. Get them to Jesus. Fix the problem. They need a good dose of Jesus. We'll spend an eternity in heaven learning to love. That beaten beyond recognition on a Roman cross said, Father, forgive them. They know not. They know not. They know not what they do. See, that's the problem. Sinners don't understand the love of God. They blame God for everything. They say, if God's love, why would He send people to hell? God don't send people to hell. He stood between me and hell. The only reason I didn't make it. I will tell you one thing. God didn't make hell for you. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 said, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. You'll be trespassing if you end up in hell. You'll have to trespass the love of God, first of all, to get there. And you'll have to find a way somehow around God to get there. You'll have to trample underfoot the blood of God's Son. And some are so stubborn and so determined, they probably will. That, what's her name? Ellen DeGeneres, or whatever it is. Somebody said today she kissed a man, about killed her. She's been trying to get the wash it off, trying to get the stain off. See, God set the order of everything. And if you love Him, you'll do what He says. But if you don't love Him, you say, well, I'm going to be a Frank Sinatra. I'm going to do it my way. You go ahead and you do it your way. And God will probably let you go a little ways. You'll say, and I did it my way. Well, I'll tell you, buddy, there's a price to pay. It's a whole lot easier, a whole lot better, just to go God's way. He won't withhold any good thing from you. He'll pull you out a blessing a room can't contain. He's the good shepherd. Loves His sheep. Having loved His own, He loved them unto the end. You misunderstand God. He did make hell, but He didn't make it for you. He made heaven for you. Jesus said in John 14, verse 2, I go away to prepare a place for you. Just as hell is a prepared place, so is heaven a prepared place. Jesus didn't just make a place called heaven. He invited you to come there. He said, I'll provide you all the transportation. I'll pay the fare. I'll come and get you. I'll bring you to this blessed place so that you can understand my love and look upon the place I made for you. Only the love of God. On that cross, He said, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's our problem. We don't know how to love. We got to be taught. But we got a good teacher. Jesus turned the other cheek. Gave His back to the smiters. Gave His face to them that plucked off the hair. Now one time I had a beard and every now and then I'd wear a coat with a zipper. And I'd zip it up and one hair would get hung in that zipper and I'd be about ready to cry when that one hair was pulled out. They just took big handfuls of His beard and ripped it out. And He turned the other side and let them get a hold of it. Because He's trying to show love. It took a lot of love to do that. I can't do it. But I'll tell you what, in Him, love is perfected. Now they can find fault with me, Brother Bobby. But they can't find no fault in Him. As long as they can't find no fault in Him, I ain't going to worry about it.
Amen.
Hey, man. Bless you, Brother Billy. But I'll tell you what, oh, what a Savior came down in our likeness. Walked amongst us. Walked the dusty paths so we could walk the streets of pure gold. Brother Billy, I'm going to kick us some gold dust one day. All because God loved me. He loved me enough to forbear me. He loved me enough to put up all my profanity. Loved me enough to put up all my drinking and all my sinning. But I hope that one day Eddie Wade might say, I'm sorry. If you would, I wish you'd forgive me. I wish you'd save me from sin. And I don't know what God said, but I'm glad He did. He might have said, I've been waiting on you, boy. I've been working on you. I've been preparing your heart to receive the gospel. And finally, got you where you're supposed to be. This world was full of Jesus. Oh, what a place it'd be. Can you imagine everybody knowing the Lord? Can you imagine everybody singing the right song? There's no more pulling up the red light. And there's boom, 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 boom. There's no more of this. Ain't no more. Ain't no more of this. Ain't no more of this. Noah Brotman said, his wife said one day, she said, Noah, she said, you do all right. You get behind the wheel of the car and you lose it. He said, I couldn't even say nothing. He said, she's right. But he's still working on us. We've got to be conformed to His image. The world looks on you. Do they see His image or do they see you? I'll tell you, it'll make a difference. When someone, my pastor used to always say, people don't care how much you know. They want to know how much you care. It'll make a difference. I heard a story one time about a man determined to win another man to God. And he prayed and fasted for him and worked with him. Got nowhere. One night, Brother Melvin, it was raining cats and dogs. God told him, he said, get up. Go to his house right now. And he said, Lord, it's raining. He said, go. He said, I followed it for a little while. Finally, God being bigger than me, he said, I got dressed, went to this man's house, walked through the mud, got up there at his house, all muddy. Knocked on the door. Daily said, about 3 o'clock in the morning. So he had to beat that door down. Finally, the light came on. The guy come to the door and he said, I was supposed to tell you I love you. He'd like to see you get saved. The man just fell down there, come to the doorstep. He said, I don't understand what's going on. I've asked you a million times. He said, yes, but tonight I see how much you love me. Tonight I understand what love is. God put it in a way that couldn't be missed, couldn't be denied. Mud all over him. Wet, plumb soaked to the core. That man said, I see now what I couldn't see before, how much you love me. We've got to learn to do that. We've got to learn to love. We've got to learn to love one another. It's not optional. If you bear His name, He's love. You got to learn to love. We got to learn to love. I'll tell you right now, what's needed is more the love of God. The love of this world, earthly, sensuous. Hollywood puts it on the screen. That's not God's love. You want to show God's love? Some pastor took it on himself to feed the homeless underneath the bridge. And they arrested him. Took him to court and the whole community showed up in support of him. Said, we don't have no problem with it. And they let him go. He's down there now. They said, all you need to do is get a permit. Seemed like they could have said that to begin with. But he's down there feeding them, hungry, clothing them naked, ministering to the sick. And the city wouldn't do nothing, but they didn't want him to either. They just wanted him to die like maggots. That kind of trouble, that's the right kind of trouble. He's showing these people love of God. Man's guilt, the Bible says, to make room for him. The whole community market showed up on his behalf in the courtroom. They couldn't handle him. They said, we see, let this man go and let him do what he's doing because he's got God on him. Would to God we could have that kind of love. Would to God we could put aside our weapons of war. Would to God we could get all our stuff. Learn to love. I wish we could. Father, we thank you for the thought tonight. I pray somehow it could prevail. The day and hour we're living in. Old bread in the dry. No tear-filled eyes. No burden, broken hearts. Just people enjoying the pleasures of sin, living empty lives, wasting substance and riotous living. Lord, teach us, I pray, through your eyes to learn to love. We'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight.
159.
We tried to sing that song about the love of God. And I'll tell you one thing, buddy. God wrote it in the skies. He put it in the bird's song. He put it in the flowers as they bloom. His love to us. Go ahead, Brother Manning.
Living below
in this whole simple world,
hardly a copper can afford.
Leaping along to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? My prayers are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. Up when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Maybe you just need to come tonight. Maybe you say, Lord, I'm fell miserably and I want to re-enlist. Help me to love people that are unlovable. A friend of mine runs a mission on the streets of Columbus, Kentucky, Jimmy the Hood. He got a big old guy coming out one day named Euless. Euless stinks. He has wars. I'm going to tell you the Jimmy Hood version. Said he had, you know what, drained out of his nose. And he told Jimmy, he said, you don't love me no more. Jimmy's kind of having a bad day. He said, Euless, I love you. About that time, this big old guy grabbed him, gave him a big kiss. He said, I need somebody to love me. Thank you for loving me. Jimmy said when he let his goal went out, because he felt God's love, and he loves him for just a little bit. Boy, I'll tell you, Jimmy's pretty rough. I mean, he's a street preacher and then some. But he said, I felt God's love there for just a minute. Euless put a kiss on him, said, thank you for loving me. He died about a week later, Jimmy said. Lived an old rough life, just old rough sinner. He said, thank you for loving me. Let him go. There'll be a lot of Ulysses out there.
Amen.
Amen, Billy. They'll be hard to love. But we got to learn to love them because there's no other hope for them. Somebody show them the love of God. Anybody got a word on your heart? Thank you, Brother Melvin. Anybody got a word on your heart tonight? This message right here is about as pure as the water proceeding out of the throne of God.
I want to thank God, you know, He let me be in the house of the Lord.
Amen, Brother Billy.
I don't know how long I'll last the strokes of him, but that one sure like a God.
You see, He's got our heartbeat in His hand. He's the one that says whether 15 more years or not. That's what He told Hezekiah. He said, I'm going to add to your life 15 more years. The doctor said, that's impossible. And God said, well, watch. Things are impossible. Men are possible. God said, just watch me. I'll do it. God bless you, Brother Billy. We've been missing you. We were going to stop down there and we heard you wasn't feeling good and we thought it might be
sure
best.
Been sick too. Both of us.
It's always good to see y'all. Appreciate y'all bringing them precious two little girls with you. Amen.
I said, I wonder why Brother Eddie stopped by.
Well, I thought I might call, which I was going to call you today. But we was going to stop down here today, and Carolyn said she talked to y'all yesterday. And she mentioned that you wasn't feeling good. We thought, well, we might find a better time to stop. We didn't want to come in there, I guess, and add to your grief or measure or nothing. We thought we might let you have a little rest there and recover. But we had it in our heart. We drove by there, and we're going to stop today.
I I tell you what, at last stroke, I was driving down the highway like I went off the road.
That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You want to take the wheel sometime there, Sharon?
I don't drive.
Don't, but you still steer. Just watch the front there. See where you're going. They said a bus driver had a heart attack and a little 9-year-old boy drove the bus till it found a resting place in a ditch. You just got to take the wheel and do the best you can. I appreciate Brother Billy and Sister Sharon. God blessed us with them coming tonight. I long for them to come. I was glad to see y'all show up tonight.
I didn't feel like it, but I made myself get shared up.
Bless your heart. Yeah, I was greatly desiring to see you. And I'll tell you right now, you bestowed a blessing on me not just showing up. Yeah. Who else? Anybody else got a word on your heart tonight?
I praise the Lord tonight, and I thank you.
Bless your
mother. Yeah. You know, I got a niece that's in real bad shape right now. And she's on painkillers, and she's got a back brace, and she's in remission of cancer right now. But she told me, she said, you know, I just want to end it. She said, I want to OD, or if I can do it. And I said, no. God give and God take. I said, if nobody loves you, Jesus loves you.
If God didn't have a purpose for her, she'd already be gone.
And, you know, she's having problems with her daughter, too, and she's really got it against her. But I told her, I said, yeah. No, don't do nothing.
It's those people that say, what could I do? I'm a dead dog that God uses. It's those people that they feel like they're worthless. They feel like God ought to just come and get them as a one that God's looking for to use. I appreciate what Molly said right there. There's a purpose in her being there.
She was at church one time, and she had to go home, and she was in such pain that I can't imagine your whole body being taken over by pain. But I told her, I said, Jesus can help you when no one else can.
That's right.
And Lorraine and I had a long talk with her. Do pray for her.
Amen. Someone told a story on that song, God Walks the Dark Hills. And a woman actually paid money, her own money, to have that song published. And the people, I think it was Lewis and Lewis, I don't know, I've heard them mentioned several times, the ones, you know, that went down there and got the song, they just needed the money so bad they didn't even want to go get it. But when they read the words to that, God Walks the Dark Hills, what a song. Amen. And he does. Anybody else got a word tonight? Ain't no better time than right now to get to know God's love personally. Maybe you're here tonight and wonder if God could love someone like you. Don't even entertain the thought. He loves you.
You know, I thank God for the safety that He healed me. Everybody said, you come alone? I said, no, I'm never alone. Jesus is
alone. Amen. Amen, Molly. Not only is she telling the truth, she's giving God glory. Amen. I ain't gonna pump a well. If anybody got in there in your heart, say it. Not, we'll dismiss.
New song with kids. You sing, God's still working on me.
Yeah, He's still working on me.
And I need to send His
help. So do I, Brother Melvin. I'm trying to die to 80 ways so Jesus Christ can live. Paul said, "I die daily."
Yeah.
And that's living a crucified life. That's when you put your will aside and say, "God, what do you got in mind today that I could do?"
I guess we've got to use more love for the lost people. I guess we need to pay more.
Amen.
For the people in need.
Well, I told y'all not just words, it's truth tonight. We've got to learn to love.
Yeah. You know, that's all I heard, Bob's got love one another.
Yeah.
You know, and I heard some stuff about, you know, this one done me and that, and I said, well, you're supposed to turn the other cheek.
Yeah. We gotta learn to love people, no matter what the color of skin is, no matter what kind of language you speak, no matter whether they got eyes slanted or round or whatever. We just gotta learn to love them. Me and a fellow preacher went to a maximum security prison. I'll never forget this as long as I live. We went out on the yard. And he walked up to a guy, a black guy, and he had one blue eye, and he had one brown eye. And he said, "Buddy, I just want you to know God loves you." I mean, he just thought he'd just make a chance statement and that'd be it. And the guy fell like a sack of taters. He said, "You mean to tell me somebody loves me? I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've been beaten all my life. I've never heard the word love. Somebody loves me?" He said, "Yes, his name's Jesus."
Me?
He said, "Can I go get my friend? Will you tell him too? Somebody loves him?" He said, "Go get him." And I come up about this time. He said, "You ain't going to believe this." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I just told a man about the love of God. And I saw God's love."
Yeah.
And he brought his friend. He said, "Can you tell him God loves him?" Boy, we're failing miserably in the message. That man said, "I've never heard the word love. Never heard the word love." He didn't even have nobody with him, just leaning up against the wall, occupying space.
I also have another niece that needs your prayers. Peter and Knox. And they stay with their grandparents all week long. They go to school, they come home, and on Friday, they take them to the other grandparents. Just pray for that their heart will change. So, these are beautiful kids.
Run this request by me again, Molly, because I will pray for them.
It's my niece. Well, actually, there's three. One's Kennedy, the little girl that's supposed to have a twin. And Kennedy survived and it didn't. And when I left this one, I put my arm around it.
Bless you.
I thought, "My God, how can you turn your kids away like that?"
All right.
They don't deserve what's coming down, and I'm just praying that the parents will have a heart change there.
Amen.
You know, there's so many kids out there, "Babe, what did I just say? I love you."
Right. You know, there probably wouldn't be as much bullying if there's more love of God. See, bullying, that's of the devil. Love's of God. It's not hard to tell them apart.
But the grandparents take them to church, though. You know, you need your parents,
not your grandparents. Right. I mean, it just
doesn't make no sense to me now. The stuff that they're healthy kids. You know, that
one didn't make it, one of the twins, but the other one girl, she's healthy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen